This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
For a while, just imagine it's 1905, the height of the British Raj. You are standing in a crowded street in Kolkata. The police are charging with batons. The air is thick with smoke. But above the chaos, you hear two words cutting through the noise. Two words that people are shouting as they are dragged away to prison. Two words that some men even whispered as they walked to the gallows.
Mataram! Mataram!
Vande Mataram. For 150 years, this song has been the soundtrack of India. We sing it in schools. We hear it on Republic Day. It is etched into every Indian's DNA. But what if I told you that the song you know is incomplete? What if I told you that in 1937, a group of India's most famous leaders took a pair of scissors to the national anthem? They cut out the middle, discarded the end, and left us with only the beginning. Today, the Prime Minister calls that moment a historical betrayal. The opposition calls it a historic compromise. And you? You are just trying to figure out what actually happened. This isn't just history. This is the headline of the day. I'm Nelson John, and we're peeling back the layers of the news to show you the machinery inside.
You're listening to Nelson John 360. Nelson John 360.
Hello and welcome back to Nelson John 360. It's Monday, December 8th, 2025. If you turned on the news today, you saw the parliament in an absolute uproar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led a special discussion to mark the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. But this wasn't just a birthday celebration. It turned into a battlefield. The Prime Minister accused the Congress Party, and I quote, fragmenting the song in 1937. He used the phrase, Vande Mataram ke tukde, a piece of Vande Mataram. Now, usually when politicians fight about history, we tune out. It feels like noise. But this specific fight is actually fascinating because it's about a secret that's hiding in plain sight. To understand the anger today, we have to understand the edit of 1937. Why was the song cut? Was it to save the country or to silence a culture? Let's take a closer look at the facts. Now, to get this, we need to look at the source code. The year is 1882. The Bengali writer Bankim Chandra Chatterjee publishes a novel called Anandamath. Inside this book is a poem. Now, stick with me here, because this is the technical part that explains everything. The original poem had roughly six stanzas. The first two stanzas, they're gorgeous. They are about geography. They describe the motherland as having rich waters, Sujalam, rich fruits, Sufalam, and cool winds, Malayaja Sheetalam. It's a love letter to the soil of India. It's secular, It's universal. But now, when you turn the page, you get to the fourth stanza. In the later verses, Bankim Chandra stops describing the land and starts describing the deity. The lyrics says, "Tum hi Durga," you are Durga. It describes the nation as the goddess holding 10 weapons. It equates the country with Lakshmi on the lotus and Saraswati, the giver of knowledge. And this is where the trouble started. Fast forward to 1930s, the freedom struggle is peaking. The Indian National Congress, led by figures like Nehru and Subhash Chandra Bose, wants a song to unify the entire country against the British. But the Muslim League raises a red flag. They say, "We are with you in the fight for freedom, but our faith is monotheistic. We believe in one God. We cannot sing a song that worships the land as an idol. We cannot sing, 'You are Durga.'" So the leaders were stuck. If they kept the full song, they risk alienating Muslims, the Sikhs, and Christians. If they dropped the song, they risk angering the Hindu majority who saw it as sacred. So in October 1937, the Congress Working Committee made a decision. They brought in the legendary poet Rabindranath Tagore to advise them. Their solution? The cut. They declared that only the first two stanzas, the part about nature and the land, would be the national song. The religious stanzas, the parts about the goddesses, would be dropped from official use. Now, for 80 years, that compromise held. We sang the first two verses and we moved on. So, why is this blowing up now in 2025? Because we have two very different ways of looking at that 1937 decision. And honestly, both sides have their own logical argument. Argument A comes from the current government. They see the 1937 decision as appeasement. Their view is that Vande Mataram was a spiritual source of energy. By censoring the Hindu imagery to please the Muslim League, they argue the Congress set a precedent that India's cultural heritage must always be diluted to be secular. When the PM says betrayal, he means that the song was stripped of its soul to make it politically correct. Over to argument B, this comes from the opposition and historical records. They see the 1937 decision as pragmatism. Their views is that the goal was unity. They argue that a national song must be something every citizen can sing without violating their conscience. By keeping the secular parts and dropping the religious parts, they believed that the leaders built a bridge that allowed everyone to march under one flag. To them, it wasn't mutilation. It was inclusion. So where does that leave us? It leaves us with a reality. When you hear Vande Mataram sung today, you're hearing a song that has survived two battles. It survived the British trying to ban it, and it survived our own internal struggle to define what India means. Now, whether you see the edit of 1937 as a tragedy or a triumph depends on your politics, depends on your views. But the facts are simply that history is rarely black and white. Sometimes it's about what we choose to sing and what we choose to leave silent. I'd love to know what you think. Is a song just a song, or is it the soul of a nation? Let me know your thoughts. You can connect with me on Instagram. Just look me up, NelsonJohn360. Let me leave you with what Mark Twain once famously said. History doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. Today, we hear that rhyme loud and clear in Parliament. Whether you believe the song was edited or saved in 1937, one thing is certain, we are still singing it. And perhaps that endurance is the only victory that matters. All right, if you found value in today's deep dive, do me a small favor. hit that follow button right now so you don't miss tomorrow's breakdown. And if you learned something new, please leave me a rating. It really helps more people find these stories. I'm Nelson John, signing off. Stay critical, stay curious.